This is the Wally Show podcast with Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. You can always find us at wayfm.com/Wally or stream us live every weekday morning through the WayFM app.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. So that's Micah Tyler and his new song, Praise the Lord. And the idea behind the song is that, you know, we're supposed to praise God through adversity, but that's not entry-level faith. Like, we expect God to take us around the hard times, and when he doesn't, we can become a little bit disillusioned sometimes. And so we got to kind of talk about some of this stuff with him, and I asked him if this song was more like aspirational, or has he learned to live in that place of faith?
Here's the deal. Still a reminder. I wish that I had all these things down pat. I mean, they're really great, but we will never fully understand the power of the Lord and his ability to fight our battles for us, and we'll never actually understand the power of our praise until one day we are standing before him, praising him in fullness and seeing his power in fullness too. But there's still these snapshots in my life where I've been able to see God move in these ways that I would not understand if I didn't go through adversity. Back in 2017, that was the hardest year of my life. 2017, Hurricane Harvey put 40 inches of rain on my house in just a few days. And then just a few weeks after the hurricane, my younger brother Daniel was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer.
Oh,
they
wow.
gave him 2 years to live. But what I learned is that the truth of God's promises, those promises to draw near to us, those promises to draw near the brokenhearted and be closer than a brother, the truth in those promises don't change because of the difficulty in our situations. They're just true. And I wouldn't know that if I didn't have to rely on the promises of God that he is who he says he is, and that honestly, our best weapon in those situations is to stand back and watch him fight those battles for us and praise as he does. And so I trust Jesus now more because of cancer and hurricanes than I did before.
I mean, that's a really good perspective and a way to look at the pain as having a purpose. And so we kind of dissect a little bit more of this with Micah, and we talk about one of the toughest verses in the Bible, and we'll go through that here in 10 on The Wally Show. I'm gonna sing it, I'm gonna shout it, I'm gonna lift my hands and praise, no matter what. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and that is new music from Micah Tyler. It's called Praise the Lord, and recently we got to sit down and kind of catch up with him about what's going on, and we talked about one of the toughest verses in the Bible, that concept of count it all joy, and how it's not easy to be joyful as your world is imploding. And so, like always, we record all of our interviews. If you miss any of it, you can text the word mouth to 91979. You might be going, why mouth? What does that have to do with anything? Be patient. We'll get to that. Something really funny. but in the meantime here, if you miss anything, that's how you can see it all. But I was curious, you know, what advice Micah had for someone who maybe struggles with trusting God to take care of everything when everything is going wrong.
Jesus said something that offers two promises in the same sentence. And the first promise is really hard. And the second promise is so wonderful and soothing and caring towards us. We have to count these things all joy. Jesus' first promise is, in this world, there will be trouble.
Right.
Like that's a guarantee. If we're not having trouble, then we're not in this world right now. So that's a promise he gives us. And it's like, aw.
Yeah, couldn't you have promised us cake?
Yeah,
that would have been better.
But in this world, there will be trouble. But take heart, because I have overcome the world. It's not, I will eventually overcome the world, hopefully.
Right.
I've already done it. And so he offers us this co-heir, this partnership to know that even in our distresses, that we can count it all joy because God's still doing something.
Yeah, I had a perspective from a pastor just recently. We were talking about that, like, you know, the whole thing about count it all joy. And while we don't rejoice in the pain per se, but rather in the fact that Jesus will use that hurt to help others.
Yeah.
And then sometimes that's a hard thing to wrestle with. You're like, well, why didn't you hurt somebody else to help them?
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, no.
And so that's hard to do. But like actually seeing purpose in the pain, actually strengthens our faith during that time. Like that, when you're down on your knees, when you're going through something, it connects you deeper to your own faith. And so there is a purpose for that, even though it doesn't feel good.
And don't worry if you're like, boy, they're spending a lot of time in the deep end for the Wally Show. There is some funny coming. But I think these conversations are really important. If you text the word mouth to 91979, because it has something to do with his video, and you'll see that in just a few minutes, you can get the whole interview that we did, as well as the funny stuff. And we'll go through a little bit of that, including something that Betty Rock noticed from the video. And we'll do that in 10 on The Wally Show. I'm gonna sing it. I'm gonna shout it. I'm gonna lift my hands. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And that is the new song from Micah Tyler called Praise the Lord. We debuted the video, and he's just such a nice guy. We love having him on. We love catching up with him. But we were talking about the video, and it's pretty funny with all the little mishaps in it kind of thing intentionally. But Betty Rock actually brought up something that I was unaware of about the video.
Hey, did you get an invitation to be in the music video? Because I did.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
I did not, I don't think. Have you seen my work and I Can Only Imagine?
That's what I was afraid of. But at our house, we just call that the Wally movie.
Thank you.
Yeah,
no,
so I needed a music video where I need the attention. And I don't want to shift focus here at any point where just people are just thinking about you the whole time.
Because I would have been great, because I know the Irwins for a while were using me like Ron Howard's ugly brother that is in all of his movies.
Just popping in?
Yeah, just kept showing up. Clint, I think his name's Clint.
It's sad. The Irwins weren't available to film this music video. So the next time, though, I imagine that you'll be wiping a counter down somewhere.
I'll do something.
Be popping up, fixing a car with a wrench or something.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm your guy. I'm your cameo guy for sure. Betty would have made the thing more beautiful. Absolutely.
Oh, thank you.
I'll just talk about it more because I like talking about me.
That's good. If we do a sequel, I'll holler at you.
Thank you very much.
Praise the Lord, too. Electric Boogaloo. You're the call.
You just dropped a serious reference that very few people know.
See there?
Breakdancing 2, The Electric Boogaloo. Not many people know that was a sequel to Breakdancing 1.
Right.
Nicely done, good sir.
I'm a man of the people.
My respect has just gone up for you immensely.
And I'm completely lost.
I know.
Yeah, I shared about my faith and our journey with faith, and he's like, that's really good.
Nice,
but then
good.
Electric Boogaloo is like, oh my gosh, this guy gets it.
All right, well, let's play the song. Here we go. It is Praise the Lord by Micah Tyler here on Way FM.
I remember when a long lost sinner met a good, good God. I remember when my heart was broken, but now it's not. I've tasted and I've seen, you've been so good to me. From the moment that you changed, I'm gonna sing it, I'm gonna shout it.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. That's new music, Praise the Lord, from Micah Tyler. And we talk about this with his new video. If you want to see it, you can text the word mouth to 91979. But in this video, he's in the dentist chair. And it gave me the idea for a game called Micah's Big Mouth Music, where we wore these dental things that open up your lips. And you try to say things and have people guess. And the video is worth seeing. For that alone, but Betty had to guess what songs Micah and I were trying to say, and the titles were backwards to make it a little harder, but oh my goodness gracious, he did so well. Listen to him kill this.
Hallelujah.
Oh. Hallelujah.
Raise
a hallelujah.
Ding. Oh, that was easy. Okay, man.
Story.
Story.
This. In. Is. God.
Is in this story. Oh, God is in this story.
Wow. Okay. Nicely done.
Okay.
Yeah. You hear how locked in they are, those two kids, and having fun with it. And I feel like you submarined me.
No. And I think everyone will agree. When you play, I can't get past the spit.
I have a very salivic mouth. That is very true.
And I can't differentiate what you're saying.
Yeah.
There is no... I need an interpreter.
I struggled, honestly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
I did
sure.
not do as well. I had problems, but I thought Betty was hosing me. Tell me what you think when you hear this. I thought this part had to go in there, too. I'm like, that's huge. Oh, okay. Yeah,
your teeth aren't near as pretty.
No. Don't look at it. Don't kill me. I said, don't kill me.
Don't kill you?
No, don't kill me.
Don't kill you.
Hell.
Pill?
Pill!
Pill.
We need an interpreter.
This is harder. Your mouth is like ginormous.
Thank
you. Okay, here we go. You ready?
All right, ready.
Ready, Rock? And
okay, I think.
And then the solidic mouth.
Oh, yeah, you got to lay back.
It's getting like a waterfall. Only gargling in no time. Okay, here we go. Rind.
Rind.
Your on me.
Rind your RV. RV on rind.
Mind.
Mind.
Yes. You're on me.
An RV is on my mind.
How do you do this on hers?
No, what are you saying? What's the first? What's the last one?
Mind. You're on me.
Auntie? Find
me
your
mind.
Auntie?
Yeah, he got it.
What you say?
Me on your mind.
Matthew S. The M's are really harder than
it. Oh, yeah, there you go. I swear I still think you were helping him out more than me.
No, anyone would agree. Like, there is no way to tell what you're saying.
Well, if you want to see the whole video, it is pretty funny. Just text the word mouth to 91979, and I can't promise you won't see me drooling myself. that's mouth to 91979 with Micah Tyler.
It's easy to let the fear of the unknown keep us from doing something that is good for us, but going back to school might not be quite what you think.
Yeah, one of my biggest fears going back to school was I'd have to watch a ton of online lectures, and I kind of have a problem staying awake during stuff like that, but it was so different than I had imagined, and way better.
Yeah, for sure. I thought I was going to have to take a bunch of tests, which I am not a fan of, but instead I was able to write papers, which for me was way better.
Plus, you have the flexibility to work in school around your work and life schedule. Another big fear I had is, what if I don't understand something? What do I do?
Yeah, CCU, they foster community with your classmates, and they are a great resource. And Colorado Christian University has very responsive online professors who are there to help you so you are never alone as an online student at CCU.
Learn more about how you can pursue your passion and find your calling with Colorado Christian University at ccu.edu. Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
Uplifting Way FM.
Stories served with a side of Southern sass.
You're breaking my hair!
I mean charm. Here's Betty Rock.
With every generation, teenagers come up with slang terms, eventually, that have an expiration date. I know, Wally, you were a teen back in the 80s. You were like, what is it, gnarly?
Oh, I was so rad.
Rad,
back then,
yes.
Too. Yeah.
I was a teenager in like the late 90s, early 2000s. So it was like, whatever.
Major loser.
Bad.
Remember that?
Major loser. Yeah. Gavin, his is like fam.
Yeah. Fam, swag, hip. I don't know.
Swaggy.
Swaggy.
But eventually, you know, thankfully, those things have an expiration date. But when it comes to phrases, there are more established ones that many would agree need to expire. So I'd like to test the room and see if y'all agree. The first one, boys will be boys.
That one, I see why they want it to expire, because it ended up having such a negative connotation. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, originally, boys will be boys. Boys are going to do dumb things. But then when it got to, like, Me Too movement and things like that, it became almost like it was justifying wrong behavior.
Right.
So I get it from that standpoint. I hate that that's what it became, because it wasn't, like, a bad phrase before. Well, I mean, it always gave us an excuse to do dumb things. but it definitely took on a serious connotation.
Yeah, I agree. Another one. Just saying.
Oh, that's the worst.
That gets annoying.
What? Wait, while you're saying that's annoying, you do this.
I don't say just saying.
You don't say just saying. You cover it with something else. You're like, what is the truth? Is the truth?
Like, okay.
You say that.
For just saying... Like, that's a term that I've heard in radio for so many years. Someone will do a bit in radio, and they don't have an out, and they go, just saying. Like, it covers not having an out.
For radio, being
funny.
For sure. But I'm talking about out of radio, like in your actual life.
Right.
When you say, usually someone will, it's just saying is said after you've said something that is hurtful.
Okay, yeah.
And, or truthful.
I just say hurt people, hurt people.
That's another one that needs to expire.
No, that one I live by.
And then lastly, pull yourself up by your bootstraps.
Nope, that one needs to stay. That one, the people that want that to go away are entitled babies.
And my generation. Yeah. We don't say that because we don't want to pull those bootstraps.
Exactly. You're afraid of what happens if you have to tug on those straps. Absolutely. That one should stay forever. America would be great if we all adhered to that.
Pull ourselves up by our bootstraps.
If we all did that, we would be a much better country.
We're just saying.
No, don't do that to me. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. We're gonna do a little hashtag your weekend, where you give us a hashtag that would describe your weekend, and we'll try to guess what happened. Don't be like literal, like hashtag went to Walmart. Okay, got it. So we're gonna give you an example here. Gavin, give us your hashtag.
All right, hashtag went to Walmart.
Just no, thank you.
Hashtag monkey bar fail.
Oh, monkey bar okay. Fail. I'm gonna say, it seems like you. I just said don't be obvious, right. So I'm assuming he's not gonna do that. I'm gonna say that you got a monkey.
Oh.
Yeah, and the monkey was on monkey bars, and the monkey fell, and which seemed very rare and odd.
That would have been surprising. Yes. No, that's not what happened.
Okay.
I don't know where to get a monkey.
I think that you and your wife. Made monkey bread.
Okay.
Oh, that stuff is so good.
And you made it into bars so that it could be easily transported and eaten for breakfast or eaten for a snack or whatever. But you and Haley, your wife, it failed. Oh. You didn't do the recipe right.
Oh, gotcha. No, that was not the case. So this story does involve monkey bars, but not like a fail, like I fell or I hurt myself doing it. We went to the park with our friends and they have a five-year-old daughter, and the five-year-old daughter, like, oh, I'm gonna do the monkey bar. She does that perfectly, and I get up there, and I'm like, okay, time for me to show them what's up.
And then you realize arms cannot lift your weight.
I can't go more than two monkey bars anymore.
Yeah,
and I just didn't realize that I had failed physically as like a human being this early in life.
Yes, what happened here is it's just simple science. The lower half of you has gotten bigger than the upper half of you.
Aww.
And the upper half of you can no longer support the weight of lower
half
of you.
This can't sustain me anymore.
I get it, dude. Aww. We had done a thing once. We had seen this guy that was falling out of a hang glider and had to hang by his arms for 10 minutes or whatever to land. And so we decided to test it. So I hung from the beams upstairs in the building. And I didn't quite even make it 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. So if I had been that guy, I would have died.
Whenever I watch a movie and I see someone on a cliff's edge and they're holding
Tom Cruise for
dear life, I'm like, the movie would be over because that would be me falling to my death right there.
That has always terrified me. I watched that movie Free Solo where the guy climbs without ropes.
Oh, no.
And that has always terrified me because you're like, I mean, I've been on a rock wall on a cruise ship before and been like, I can't hang on anymore. And you're like, and you literally just have to throw yourself off.
Yep.
I can't even imagine that decision for real life. Oh, it's terrifying. All right, so what is yours? 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. You give us your hashtag. We'll try to guess what happened. What do you got?
Hashtag washed by the water.
Hashtag washed by the water.
Oh, that's a song that was written by Need to Breathe. I think you went and saw Need to Breathe live, and I've seen them live too. They're amazing, right?
No, but actually they are coming to my area, and I would love to see them, but no, that's not it.
Okay, you should go see them. I am going to say that you were literally washed by the water. You got baptized, but you're a very efficient person, so you decided to wear dirty clothes so that when they baptized you, you had Tide Pods in your pocket, and it washed your clothes.
Kind of close, but no.
Well, what happened then?
I did get baptized. My husband and I both rededicated our life.
Oh, congratulations. That's really great.
Thank you.
Now, did you baptize each other?
No, we didn't.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's way too much temptation for me.
Yes.
If I was baptizing my wife, I would be tempted to, have fun with it and, dunk her and then go, I'd like to talk for a few minutes about how great she is before I brought her back up.
Wow.
Yes, definitely.
Well, Amy, I'm super happy for you and your husband. That's awesome.
Thank you.
And if you haven't heard the song that we were talking about, it's a great song. Here's a little bit of it. Need to Breathe, Washed by the Water on Way FM.
I'm not afraid to die.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. If you were listening at the end of the week last week, we were doing our two-day compassion drive, and it was amazing, man. Like, so many people showed up to sponsor our kids. It was humbling and really cool. We ended up at 1,208 kids getting sponsored. Is that not amazing?
That is awesome. So we went 208 kids over the goal.
Like, and I mean, it's so important too, because there are thousands of kids that are still waiting, which was great. But I got this one email from Darla, and she said, I got to admit, I've been a skeptic when it comes to these organizations. I've always wondered, do they really help kids? But in the 5 years I've been a regular listener to WayFM, I've come to see that you are a no-nonsense, say-it-like-it-is person. So I really believe you when you talk about compassion and their mission. Mm. It's true, man. I've seen it work firsthand. I have multiple kids. I wouldn't tell you to sponsor them if I didn't, you know, and I've seen it work in action. And she says, I made the choice a couple days. I didn't realize that my heart was being moved to help these kids. And when I looked at Kipilagat, that's a tough name to pronounce. Kipilagat, he jumped out of the page to me. He was so cute. It made me think of my grandkids. I wanted to reach in and hug him. I've already written him his first letter.
Aww.
Like, she's all in, man. I love it. She was one of our people that sponsored 1,208 kids. She said, made me realize just how truly blessed I am. And that we have a duty to share what God has blessed us with. Mm-hmm. And that's so true. We might think we don't have a lot, but when you see poverty on the scale of these other countries, it's jarring, you know? And so I'm glad that she got that. She says, thank you for being part of this. No, thank you for being part of this. Pretty big thing. And you can still sponsor a child. If you didn't do it last week and you're like, hey, I'd like to be part of this because there are more kids waiting, you can still do it.
Text the word child to 91979 and you'll get that link and it'll take you straight to Compassion. You can choose one of those children. Some people chose a child because, like, that one, she just said, he's cute.
Yeah.
But there were others like, oh, they have the same birthday as someone that passed away. Mm. Or it was like, we have the same birthday. Or they have the same name as my child. So whatever your reason is for picking that child, whatever it is, you can do that right now when you text the word child to 91979.
Yeah, you're like, I mean, I never thought I'd meet another Meshach, but there it was. And there was Shadrach and Abednego too, you know? And so whatever it looks like for you, if you want to get involved, it's really great. Like Betty said, just text the word child to 91979 and we will gladly send you a link.
Monday School is what Wally learned at church in 3 minutes or less. Think of it as like the Twitter version of church.
Am I wrong to say that I think a lot of people see God as somebody who is mad at them? You know, like they have this perception of God. He's like this angry, vengeful God.
Yeah, I can catch myself thinking that at times and I have to correct it because you feel like he expects so much from us. You know, you read the Ten Commandments and you're just like, I'm never going to live up to this. And every time you break something, you feel like
Which was the last one you broke?
Murder.
Oh no. Well, at least I'm still here. I figured that one she'd break on me.
We all did.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, nothing can be further from the truth. We were talking about how in Romans 8, it says there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And I think it's easy to think that God is just waiting to judge us when we mess up. But in fact, I think he hurts for us when we mess up because he sees the plan. He sees what he wants us to be. Mm-hmm. And then we don't live into that. And, you know, and I think it's important to remember that he's for us, not against us. He doesn't see our mistakes. He sees our redemption. It's kind of like that Micah Tyler song. I love that song, I See Grace. It says, he says, when I was a prodigal, you saw a son. When I left the 99, you saw the one. Like, God sees us differently than we even see ourselves. And the other side of this is that we don't have to live in the shame of our mistakes. Yes, there are consequences for our sin sometimes by the things that we do. But this is why God hurts for us, because sin, our pastor made the point, will take you farther than you ever thought you would go. It will leave you there longer than you expected to, and it will cost you more than you ever thought. And I think that when you think about things, because we all have choices to make, and sometimes we're like, that's worth it, I'm doing it. I think that little math formula, if you are cognizant of that, that maybe you go, you know what, I am going to make a different choice today with my actions. But God forgives us instantly, and we need to learn to forgive ourselves. And I think that one of the things that happens is we tend to run from Jesus when we're in the middle of sin. And there's a story of in the Bible of the lady who was caught in adultery. And it's that famous one where, you know, Jesus says, who among you has not sinned, cast the first stone. And everyone drops their stones and leaves. But the thing about this is she was standing there. Everyone wanted to judge her. But the one person who had the right to judge her chose to forgive her and say, mm-hmm. go and sin no more. And she probably wanted to run as far away as she could. But the reality was the safest place for her in that moment was at the feet of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And it's the same for us today. Mm-hmm. In the middle of our sin, when we want to run as far away from Jesus as we can, the safest place for us is to be back there at his feet, asking for forgiveness and kind of making it right. So there you go. Hopefully that helps you out today. That's your Monday School.
Uplifting Way FM.
Here's a little something to help set the tone for the day. It's the Wally Show.
There is a couple on a flight that is living my dream. They were coming home from vacation, and the flight attendant came over the intercom and said, is there anyone with medical experience?
Oh,
can
no.
you come to the front of the plane?
That's where you should keep your seat.
Yeah. No, I got to stand up. Because the thing is, here's the thing. They never say, is there anyone with broadcasting experience? Can they come up here and help with the announcements? Like, if they did that ever, I would be like, yes, yeah. I could help out. Mm. But they're like, medical experience, we need your help. And so this couple, as it turns out, they probably would have beat me to the front of the plane. they actually got up and they did something because...
Wait, did they have experience?
Yeah, Emily and Daniel.
Actual experience.
They are both nurses.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so they got up and they go to the front of the plane to see what's going on. I mean, again, as an amateur first responder, this is my dream to spring into action and save the day. But they just kind of looked at each other and they're like, we're nurses, I guess let's go. And no one else got up, so they went up there. They get up there and a flight attendant is doing chest compressions on a guy in his chair.
Oh, my gosh.
And Daniel's like, that doesn't work like that. We got to lay him out. And so they lay him out. They start doing chest compressions and they're doing the mouth to mouth and all that other stuff because mm-hmm. he had no pulse. He was a goner.
Uh-huh.
And they kept doing this and they ended up, they brought him back. They saved the guy. Isn't that crazy? Yeah, so you guys like high-fiving those people? Like,
I want. I see how exciting it is. I understand why you would want to be an amateur first responder.
But that doesn't mean you should either, because if that was up to you, if you had been the only so-called person with experience, that guy would have been seeing Jesus.
I don't know about that, because like when they got there and she was doing the chest compressions in the chair, they knew to lay him out. I know that. Like, I'm like, that's not going to work in a chair. Like, come on, man. Everyone knows that. So I just lay him out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah. And so, staying alive. Staying alive.
See, that's the thing. You can't keep beat. Yeah. You can't keep time. And so you're going to do chest compressions way faster than you should.
Probably so. Yeah. But the guy will probably wake up and be like, hey, let's run a marathon. Like, I feel really good. I feel better than I've felt in years. My heart's never worked that hard. So basically, though, they were really excited that they were able to do this. And they kind of were like, you know, and this is where I love. He's like, look, the option of not doing anything, the guy's going to die. You know,
true.
So doing something is better than nothing. And that's what every amateur first responder heard.
Stop it.
Yes. It's like, okay.
No.
So after the flight, though, Southwest Airlines offered them each a $100 voucher.
Oh, that's not.
I know.
$100 voucher for saving a life.
And they had to divert the plane, so then they had to catch a later flight and things like that.
Ugh.
And then they got a $100 voucher. It's like, this is where Southwest, I mean, it's a good airline, but it's like the press on this would be so much better, and they gave them a year of free flights or something. Like, it doesn't cost you that much. Go above and beyond.
Right.
And that is the only thing that keeps me from being a real first responder
is the
pay is not good. Yeah, it's not worth the time to go train if I'm only going to get $100 gift certificate.
Uplifting Way FM.
He's wise beyond his years.
I can't really tell, but it seems like he's very good.
Here's Gavin.
Okay, do you guys know that feeling when you find random, like, let's say, like loose change or dollars in like your pocket or wallet that you didn't know about or completely forgot about.
Found money is always the best. Oh, even if it's like $5, you're like, what in the world?
I've gotten excited over $2.
Oh, yeah. It's a pack of gum right there. But there's this one family, they experienced this to a whole nother degree. There was a couple in L.A. They were cleaning out their parents' home last year, and they discovered a ton of pennies in a tight crawl space in the back of a basement. There were loose pennies, boxes of pennies, crates of pennies, a dozen of bank bags filled with pennies, and they estimate that there are around 1 million pennies in all that stash, which equals how much money, Wally?
$10,000. I know my pennies.
Do you?
A penny saved is a penny earned. And that's a lot of weight, too, to be sitting in that house like that.
Yeah, that'd be a lot to, like, lug around. They say that they didn't know exactly how old they were, but the pennies were copper, not zinc, which is what they are made of now.
Modern pennies,
so they were older, and then they thought to themselves, like, it's interesting. You see all those pennies, you think to yourself, like, oh, we've got a lot of money, but nowadays, even like cash itself, not a lot of like my generation uses cash. So what are you going to do with 1 million pennies?
Right.
So they thought, let's go to Coinstar, but they didn't want to lose 8%. And then they actually were trying to reach out to banks. And most of the banks that they were reaching out to weren't going to accept all those pennies either.
Really? My wife rolls money every year. That's like Christmas money for her. So we save it in a jar all year long. And she hand rolls it, and which is just mind-boggling to me. But takes it in every year. Uh-huh. They see her coming. Here comes the crazy coin lady. And they give her actual dollar bills for
it. Oh, nice.
It.
Yeah, but she's never brought 1 million
No. I mean, she's gotten like $400, $400.
That's really nice.
Yeah, so that's why she does it.
Dang.
Yeah, she robs my pockets every day. So they weren't able to turn these pennies into cash?
They weren't. So they actually, you know, they think that the pennies equals, you know, around $10,000. But the couple, because these are older pennies, they think that they're worth more than that. They were, you know, trying to sell them online for around $25,000.
What?
Which that's, you've got to find a really unique buyer to get that, in my opinion. But they said that they've only gotten lowballed. So for now, they're just gonna hold on to them and see if, I don't know, the market
turns. I would just start
turns.
Paying my bills with them.
Yeah.
Because, hey, like, if you're trying to pay your bills with money, they have to take it.
Yeah.
And so, I'd be like, here's my rent. One.
Lots of pennies.
Two. Three.
This is your
great
problem.
Idea.
I know. Well, there you go. That's gonna do it for your news. Thank you, Gavin. Uplifting. Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and I'm coming up on my 31st
Ooh.
Anniversary of my wedding, my marriage to my wife, Marty. 31 years. We've been together for 35. We dated for like 4 years, and took her that long to decide. But no, we were in college. But anyway, so 31 years. And we have been through, you know, all the ups and downs of marriage, you know, when it comes to, like, holidays and celebrations. Like, do you do gifts? And we've always done gifts. We each like giving gifts to each other. But recently, it's been more like, you know what, let's just do something together instead of doing gifts.
Create a memory instead.
Exactly.
I like that.
So
experience.
We booked a trip this year, and that would be, like, our anniversary trip. But I feel like it's a trap.
Why?
Because it's like, okay, we don't want to get each other gifts. We're not doing gifts this year. We are doing this trip. That'll be our gift. I'm not sure whether or not to believe this. Gavin, you're shaking your head no.
That sounds dangerous to
me.
I
feel the same way.
Because it's like a fake cop-out. It's like reverse psychology.
Right.
You don't have to get me a gift. You have to get a gift.
Right. When we have spent our whole lives giving each other gifts, I feel like if I show up to this anniversary with nothing, that I'm going to be in trouble.
Y'all think so low of women. You must think women are all like liars.
There's a reason for that. They are.
It's a two-edged sword, though, because if you do get a gift,
right, and she doesn't,
and she's going to be upset because she didn't get one. But if you don't get a gift and she did get a gift, she'll be upset that you didn't get a gift.
I know. I'm really not sure. Like, she's playing these mind games with me. I think she's like, you know what, let's keep it fresh. 31 years into this, I'm just gonna jack with you. And so I don't know what to do, honestly.
Word.
So when that happens, we do a little five calls it. We let you help us decide with things. So no anniversary present. Should I go in? We've said we're not doing presents. In your opinion, male or female, like, I'm curious, like, on from both perspectives, should I go with that or should I get a present, okay? Do I risk it? That's the question. Should I get a present for my 31st anniversary knowing my wife probably will not.
well, then you shouldn't have to either. She said it.
You're right. I shouldn't have to. I shouldn't have to. You said it like a guy right there.
Is this what marriage is all about?
Yes. Exactly, Rock. You've been so lucky to avoid it. I mean, 31 great years. All right, so 855-33-WAY-FM. Five calls it. Do I get an anniversary gift for my 31st anniversary, or should I not, where we've said no gifts? So you call. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM.
I'm in love, I don't care who knows it.
Uplifting WAY-FM, this is The Wally Show, coming up on 31 years of marriage to my amazing wife, Marty. And this year we said no presents for our anniversary, and we've always done presents, and so I feel like it might be a trap. We did say we're going to do a trip this year, and that would be our present, but then I feel like I should still show up with something. So that is the five calls it question. Judy, you're going to start us off. Should I still get an anniversary present where we've said no presents?
Do not get a present.
Do not? Okay, I did not see that coming.
Just make the trip the most wonderful trip you've ever been on.
Like maybe buy her presents on the trip?
No.
Now, Judy, what if his wife shows up with a present for him? Then what does he do?
He just is very humble and appreciative and just, you know, honey, I thought it was your decision not to do gifts. I just can't imagine that she will.
Yeah. You know what, honey? You always say I don't listen to you. I chose to listen to you, and this is your fault.
Yep.
Happy anniversary.
That's it.
All right, Paul, you're up. Five calls it. Should I get a gift for my anniversary where my wife has said no gifts?
I say get a gift at the trap.
Good idea. Okay, here's what I could maybe do. It's get a gift, have it on the down low. Then if she produces a gift and thinks she got one over on me, I'm like, boom, take that gift. Or if she doesn't, I keep the receipt and I can return it.
That's exactly right.
Paul, have you been in this situation?
No.
I like hearing Paul's wife. No, he has not, ma'am. All right, Stephanie, what do you say? Should I get a gift or show up empty-handed where we've said no gifts for our anniversary?
I think that you need to decide what you want to do from your heart. Don't do it to cover your butt, like you said. Mm. Do it because you want to. After 31 years of marriage, you should know what you want to do.
Mm. That's true. Like the saying is, a gift from your heart. It's never been a gift from your butt. So, you know, yeah.
No one wants that.
Yeah.
Either way, it's the thought that counts.
It's a good idea. I could just tell her all the things I thought about getting her if it's the thought that counts.
Oh, no, that's really not covering your butt.
Uplifting WAY-FM, this is The Wally Show, and we realize that the regular news can be a bit of a bummer, and that's why we do a little good news giddy-up, a couple rapid-fire good news stories designed to make you feel better about the world we're living in. I'm going to start things off today. There was an elementary teacher in Montana. She retired after 31 years, and she celebrated her last day by leaving school in a helicopter.
Nice.
Yeah, like
that's pretty cool.
That's the way to go out, and no one knows why she chose that, but maybe she just always wanted to or something, or you know, make a big splash. But I like that. Like, go out big. That's how I live. Gavin, good news, giddy up, go.
So apparently Alabama has an official state cookie. It's called the Yellowhammer Cookie. It was created by Mary Claire Cook. She's a fourth grader from Montgomery, Alabama.
What?
There was this contest to determine the state cookie, and she won. The Yellowhammer features two oatmeal cookies with peanut butter filling between them. Ooh. Alabama governor, she actually just signed it into law earlier this month. So
that's
official.
That's kind of cool. I hope that kid gets something for it, too. Like, at least, like, a college savings bond or something. Lady Rock, what do you got? Good news, giddy up, go.
An 80-year-old man in Idaho, he fell 60 feet while hiking.
Ow.
Yeah, 60 feet. And he got pretty banged up. He broke an ankle, and he cracked a few vertebrae.
Ah.
I know. Bless him, and he's 80. Oh. But he survived and is now recovering, and it's all thanks to a group of nearby Boy Scouts who showed up and saved him.
Nice.
And here's what's so crazy, too. This 80-year-old, he actually used to be a scout master.
Oh, really?
He's paying it forward.
I wonder if he got two badges. Like, he got a badge, like, for helping the elderly when he, like, set his own ankle. You know, like, did he do double duty there?
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's just precious. Because, yeah, I mean, bless him. He just wanted to get out, and he lost his footing. And you know, at 80, you can't bounce back like you could at 20. And so, and that's an awesome opportunity for these Boy Scouts too.
You even know, at 50, you don't bounce at all. You hit the ground and you just stop.
Speaking from experience.
Absolutely, I'm speaking from experience. All right, that's gonna do it for your good news. Giddy up. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show, and we like to help you out from time to time with a scoop, and it's something that can make your life a little bit easier, a little bit better. And Betty Rock is the scoopiest of the scoopers. What do you got?
Yeah, so if you're looking for a job and you just don't know how to prep for that next job interview, I've got the scoop for you, and it's on how to use ChatGPT to prepare.
Oh, so some AI.
Yes, exactly. A job hunting expert is blowing up TikTok with all these tips. So here are the top three. Ask ChatGPT to generate interview questions based on the description of the job.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Because by doing that, then you'll know what to expect or like what questions are going to be asked to you. When that happens, read through the questions and come up with good answers for each one. That way you're really prepared.
And then ask ChatGPT to answer the questions for you. Once
you
it
can
asks
do
it,
that too.
Then be like, okay, now I'm going to totally get this job. I'm going to get this job. I'm going to be so good a robot's not going to get this job.
You can do that too. And then lastly, ask ChatGPT to list the top 10 keywords from the job listing. You want to do this because during the interview, you can slip those words into what you're saying, and it really makes you look like you're
Perfect for that job.
Yeah, like you fit the description.
Oh, like if they're like team player, blah, 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 So then you're like, yeah, you know, my last job, I was like, I mean, people said it about me. I was a team player, but, you know, I just like to focus on the 30,000 foot level.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You get it?
There
yes.
You go. Well, hopefully that can help you out. Like, AI is changing the game in a lot of ways. It's like, why not use it for something that can actually benefit you? And because if you need a gig, you need a gig. And if it helps you prepare, because you still have to be you.
Right. Like, you have to be you, but sometimes you isn't good enough.
Right. You need to be a better version of you. That's what I've been told my whole life.
I'll never forget taking my first compassion trip, and we went to Ghana, Africa. When we got there to the site, there was this little girl. She was 6 years old. I later found out her name was Vivian, and she would not let go of my hand. She followed me everywhere I went on that site. And later, I got to meet her family. I met her mother and her siblings, and they all lived in this little mud hut. I mean, it wasn't big at all. And when I looked at Vivian, she had the biggest smile on her face, and she was just happy to be there, just happy to be with us. And it made such an impact in my life that I wanted to sponsor her right then and there. Because of my sponsorship for Vivian through Compassion, I'm able to write letters back and forth with her. I'm now getting updated photos, and now I think she's even taller than me, which is crazy to think. But I'm also able to see how my sponsorship is providing the food, clean water, and other support that she needs and her family needs to live the best life possible. And I can only imagine now with the pandemic, war, and weather disasters, there are so many other families like Vivian's who are dealing with hunger. So maybe you want to make an impact and sponsor your own Vivian. Just click the Compassion banner when you go to wayfm.com.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Rock Report with Betty Rock.
If you were at the Miami Heat game this past Friday, you may have had some concern for the mascot during halftime. So here's what happened. UFC fighter Conor McGregor, he was in the building to be a part of the halftime comedy skit that would be promoting his new pain relief spray.
Oh, I could use some of that.
Oh, yeah.
The plan was for Conor to knock out the Heat's mascot, spray him with his pain relief spray, and the mascot would be dragged off the court. It would be choreographed, like, you know, just a little play.
Everyone's in on it.
Yeah. And everything went according to plan. That was until Conor decided to hit the mascot a second time after he was already down. The mascot was drug off the court afterwards as planned, but what wasn't planned was for the guy in the costume to be rushed to the ER.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I don't understand why Conor McGregor decided it was a good idea to hit the mascot twice. Now, they planned for one hit, but not a second. And this guy is is a UFC fighter.
I know, he's tough. I know why he did it. He was in the moment. He's like, you know, UFC fighter would hit the guy one more time. That's what UFC fighters do. That's what you do.
You got to finish the job.
Yeah.
Well, I hope he pays this guy's medical bills. Yeah. That's ridiculous. We don't know the symptoms the guy was experiencing, but we do know he was treated with pain medicine and released.
Was he treated with the spray, though?
Yeah, exactly.
We're trying to pitch?
Okay. I can tell you the true story. When I started in radio, we had a fighter. Like, we were supposed to do this boxing thing in the middle of a football arena. Uh-huh. And so we were promoting it. And so at halftime at this football game, I think there's 20,000 people there. Me and this guy, we rush out a ring and we're supposed to box. And I beat him and he falls down. And I, as the DJ, David beats Goliath.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we get in the ring. And this guy hits me once. Oh, okay, that was not part of the plan. Hits me again. Boom, that was not part of the plan. I start running for my life in this ring, and I can't get away. This guy beats the snot out of me.
Rightfully so.
I'm bleeding. Like, I literally, my face is bleeding. Like, and we go back into the tunnel there, and I'm like, what in the world, dude? Like, what was that about? Like, that was not what we had planned. He's like, yeah. He's like, I'm sorry, man. I got out there and I just couldn't lose to you. And so he bloodied my nose to save his own embarrassment.
That's
so I get
ridiculous.
It. Yeah, I actually get it. I needed that spray too. Like, I was the one drug off to the hospital. Crazy, man. Well, there you go. Conor McGregor. You know, the guy at least has a good story. The mascot. He's like, yeah, I got beat up by Conor McGregor and lived to tell about it.
Exactly.
I'd take that.
Yeah, for good sure. Story. He's got bragging rights.
All right, that's going to do it for your Rock Report. Thank you, Lady Rock.
If you love the music on Way FM,
this is probably like my favorite.
But have heard a new song and want to know more, here's what's new on Way.
With What's New on Way, we like to focus on new songs hitting the charts and talking about the story behind it. And for this edition, we have the one, the only, the musical genius, Chris Tomlin.
Oh, nicely done. Some new music from him. Good.
Yeah. Well, you know him from classics like these. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. But he's got a new song out, and it's called Holy Forever. And the angels cry. Actually, it had this sung at our church this past weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
like nice. It's already getting around. Well, recently he was asked to share the inspiration on where the idea for the song came from, and here's what he had to say.
It's a song that sounds like heaven to me. Holy, what does that word mean? It means set apart. It means completely other. It's in a different category. And I love that that is the word that is used for God. Holy, that is, we're joining in that song of heaven.
And it wouldn't surprise me if when we get to heaven, we sing a Chris Tomlin song or two.
Yeah.
And this one could make the cut.
Yeah, and then the Lord has given him residual checks. Like, yeah. It is interesting. You think about that, too. Like, we always talk about, like, being in heaven. And it's like, what are you going to sing? Is it just people just making up stuff? Or will it be like songs we all know?
Well, I got a feeling that he won't want, like, God won't want you because you don't really write good songs.
Look,
nor write songs at all.
I'm just me happy enough to be there. Like, I'll be, that's good. I don't have to take center stage here.
We'll just let Chris Tomlin keep leading them over
forever and ever and ever. All right, well, if you haven't heard the whole song, here you go. It's Chris Tomlin, his latest, Holy Forever, and that's what's on Way.
A thousand generations falling down in worship. To sing the song of ages to the Lamb.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and I don't take a lot of Ubers, but when I have to travel for work, it's like the easiest thing to do. Mm-hmm. And I do like it. Like, and I love that people can kind of have their own business, you know, that they get to call their shots. That was one of the Uber ladies I had this over the last weekend.
You do something very odd, though, that I don't think other people do, and that is you choose to sit in the front seat with them.
Oh, because I always thought it was, like, respectful, but then it turns out it's not.
It's a little weird.
Yeah, it is a little weird, apparently. So I don't do that anymore. I learned my lesson. But I will try to load my own bags and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
And some people do that for you. I mean, it's weird. Like, I'm like, oh, you don't work for me. you know.
Yeah, but you're tipping them. So.
Yeah, that is true. But I had this lady that picked us up, and we were going out of the hotel, and the hotel had gates. Mm-hmm. So this lady's driving, and she's flying through the parking lot, and I'm like, she sees the gate, right? And I look at Marty, and my wife's with me, and she looks at me, and we're both like, I don't know if she sees the gate. We're like, oh, boy. I kind of passively say, man, those gates are crazy, huh, here? Like,
oh, so you're already in the car.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Driving like mad, and I don't think she's going to stop. And then she, like, hits her brakes and hits her brakes hard to keep from going through the gate.
What?
Yeah.
What was she doing?
I do not know. Maybe that's just how she drove. Because then she tailgated this other guy. There was no one else around us. And she is riding right on this guy's bumper. I mean, like, for miles. I thought, okay, maybe she thinks we have to get off here. But I can see the GPS and everything. And I know where we are. I'm like, we got miles to go. And she's just riding this guy to the point where I'm like, the guy who has every right to be upset with her. She's that close to him. And so, again, normally not a problem. I like the Uber, but this was a weird ride. She was super nice, but just a horrible driver.
She was in a rush or something.
Yeah, she's not a good driver, you know? And so it concerned me, actually.
Rightfully so.
Yeah, and so I am curious. Like, as great as Uber is, have you ever had a weird Uber story? Like something weird with the driver.
There has to be countless ones.
I would think, because anytime you're just dealing with people, people do weird things, regardless of if they're an Uber driver
like
or not.
Like if they're a passenger and they sit in your front seat.
Yeah, exactly. Right now, there's a lady calling a radio station somewhere in New Jersey that's like, hey, I had a guy sit in the front seat with me once, you know? So 855-33-WAY-FM. This will make me feel a little bit better about my Uber experience. 855-33-WAY-FM. Oh, yeah, on the same trip. We were leaving the airport with a different Uber driver, and my wife goes, I think the back gate's open. His gate of his SUV didn't close, and our luggage started to fall out.
Oh, no.
What in the world?
Yeah, I had some weird Ubering this weekend. I just remembered that one.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, okay, I'd love to hear your Uber stories. I need to feel better about my own. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. So, Jordan, have you ever had, like, a weird Uber story?
I do. My Uber driver a couple weeks ago paid for me and my wife's dinner in Nashville.
Wait, why would your Uber driver buy you dinner?
I left my wallet at the hotel.
Wait a minute. So, okay, so you book your Uber, and that you do all online, so he's already been paid for the trip. But you tell him that you left your wallet, and he pays for your dinner? That was super cool.
Well, we thought we left my wallet in the Uber car, but it wasn't there, so he ended up paying for me and my wife's dinner.
Wow, I hope you went somewhere expensive and not like McDonald's or something.
Rooster Chris.
Oh, that is a nice place. Holy cow.
Do you have, like, the ability to pay this guy back?
We did. We took him and his wife and kids out for dinner the next day.
What in the world? You guys are best friends now. Like, this is an Uber story I would have never seen coming, actually. I hope you gave him 5 stars.
I gave him 5 stars and a big tip.
Well, really nice, man. That's cool. I like seeing that kind of stuff.
We're having this conversation on our Facebook page. Taylor said that her driver was texting and driving, and they hit someone on the side of the road.
What?
Who was painting lines on the road.
Whoa.
And hit them with their side mirror, and they didn't stop. So she was able to, like, look behind the car and see that the guy, thankfully, was okay, the one that got hit. Like, he got back up. But I can't imagine being involved in a hit and run, and I wasn't even driving.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even hit.
And then you're like, well, I do need to get there. So I respect the guy's, like, work ethic.
No, that's terrible. And then Laura, hers is crazy, too. She said, I had a Muslim Lyft driver, and he was taking me home from a medical appointment when it was time for his prayer time. He drove to a home I assume was his, left me in his car while he went inside and did his prayers, then came back out and finished my ride.
Okay, that would freak me out, honestly, a little bit. Like, you're driving to a place, especially if you're a woman.
Right.
And you're being driven to some place you don't know where you're being driven to?
Surely he told her what he was doing.
I would hope so.
But if he did, I know me, I'd be like, you're doing what?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like, you're just like, what do you say?
Yeah.
It's so random.
I mean, that's the thing about Muslims. I respect the devoutness of them. Mm-hmm. But at some point in time, you're like, hey, bro. Like, he'll forgive you. Like, this is not cool.
This is, I mean, that's just crazy. And I don't know how long she sat in a car for or what, but All that to say, I don't know if I would give him a 5-star rating.
Oh yeah, no. I'd have to make a note.
But you tipped both Ubers. The one that almost rammed you through a gate.
Yep.
And the other guy that let your luggage fall out of the back. Yeah. And you tipped them both.
And gave him 5 stars.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And be sure to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.